It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll look at some of the coolest science headlines with Gemma Tarlak from Discover Magazine, including how some fossilized tomatillos are changing what scientists know about one of the most delicious, though sometimes deadly, families of plants.
First, the rift between Wisconsin's conservative lawmakers and the state university system continues to deepen. Some state legislators have criticized courses and programs on UW campuses, saying that they are biased and based on disproportionately liberal ideas.
Assembly Republicans have said that ideological diversity will be one of their priorities in this session, and as the UW asks the state for more funding, there are questions of whether and how lawmakers will use funding as a way to ensure that more conservative ideas are brought to campus.
Nico Savage joins us now. He's the higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Nico, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Nico, what are some of the biggest complaints from Republican legislators who feel that the UW system is biased toward liberal points of view?
Right. Well, a lot of these are sort of longstanding conservative criticisms and complaints about higher education as an institution. The sort of general sense that Republicans have been talking about for decades, that they see institutions of higher education as liberal and elite and places where conservative points of view are, if they're mentioned at all, are unfairly presented. What we've been seeing, though, over the last several months in Wisconsin is sort of an evolution of that into getting into really small detail of UW courses. I talked to someone from the American Association of University Professors who basically said that the level of detail that we're seeing legislators get into, where they're talking specifically about individual UW courses, or even in one case, UW course readings, as we've seen over the past 6 months, is sort of a new level of detail for legislators to get involved in, kind of actively pointing out areas of the university that they're taking issue with.
Can you give us some specific examples of the courses or the reading material that these Republican legislators are objecting to?
Sure. It's predominantly, you know, one of the most vocal critics has been Senator Steve Nass, who's a longtime critic and a frequent critic of the university system. He's taken issue with, for instance, in the last week, a UW-Madison program called the Men's Project that university officials say is meant to get people to kind of think about masculinity and the social constructs of it and how that applies to their life. Senator Nass sees that as sort of an attack on men and a desire to, as he said, a statement that the university believes that parents aren't raising their children right. There's also been, back in July, the senator took issue with a course reading in a sociology course that had to do with essentially sexual preferences that were being discussed on a dating app for gay men. He said that the essay was inappropriate and offensive in that case. And that's sort of a level of detail, again, where often these criticisms are of an institution generally, or sometimes of a professor in particular, but it's rare to see the level of scrutiny on the details that we've seen in the past few months.
So you mentioned Senator Steve Nass, Republican Senator Steve Nass, and there has also been a representative mentioned in this story as well,
yep.
Dave Murphy.
Dave
but
Murphy.
Besides the two of them, is this something that's picking up steam with other Republicans?
Yeah, that's always hard to tell, but I do think that there is some momentum behind this for the Republican caucus broadly. Like I said, you know, the sort of criticism of academia as a liberal institution has been a longstanding one in conservative circles, and we also see now Speaker Robin Voss, the top Republican in the Assembly, through a spokeswoman, told me that one of the ideas that he would like to see in the next budget is tying essentially UW's funding or some portion of UW funding to what conservatives refer to as intellectual diversity when it comes to the, as he put it, the diversity of professors and speaker invitations that come to the university. So that's certainly a powerful Republican who's making a statement that this is going to be a priority for him. And that was also expressed in a sort of laying out of priorities that the Assembly GOP caucus did last year as well.
And how has the university responded from Chancellor Rebecca Blang to some of the professors? What have they said?
Sure. Well, there's been when it comes to the criticism that we've seen from Senator Nass and others, particularly of a recent course on white identity that was kind of well known for its title of The Problem of Whiteness, right? Rebecca Blank penned a She's the chancellor of UW-Madison. She penned a column over the weekend in which she defended that course, said it is a legitimate field of study and that it's the job of a university to take on controversial subjects and to kind of teach them and explore them in a fearless sort of way. You've also seen a lot of faculty push back again to the idea of legislators critiquing individual courses. In fact, an op-ed today by Donald Moynihan, who was a professor I talked with for my story on this topic, has an op-ed in the New York Times where he essentially says that the larger threat to free speech on college campuses comes from what a lot of folks on campus see as meddling in the affairs of the university from legislators and from Republicans.
We're talking with Nico Savage right now, higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He's with us to talk about complaints from some state lawmakers about liberal bias in the UW system. And aren't these complaints geared mostly toward UW-Madison, or is this something that's broader and looks at other campuses in different parts of the state, too?
Yeah, that's a good question. Predominantly, where we've seen these complaints directed has been at courses, at professors, and at topics in UW-Madison, but again, it's a long-standing and a wide-ranging critique of higher education generally. There are, across the country, we've seen conservatives who have taken issue with some of the topics, some of the research that goes on at universities, public and private. So it's certainly some of this is being directed at Madison, but it's again a broader criticism that conservatives have long had.
And we were talking about how all this could be codified into law, and the budget is expected to be crafted soon. Do you expect that to be a big part of the funding question?
Right. And this is going to be a big topic to watch. We know that one of the priorities in Governor Scott Walker's budget is going to be tying new funding for the University of Wisconsin system to certain performance metrics, and they still haven't been specified yet. Now, the governor hasn't given any indication that the issue of intellectual diversity is one that he's going to be looking at in his budget. However, again, when you have the Speaker of the Assembly saying that he'd like to see one of the performance metrics being intellectual diversity and sort of the mix of speakers who are professors or who are invited onto campus, that could be an interesting area to watch, and especially because it gets into some important and pretty hard-to-answer questions, right, of how exactly do you determine what constitutes this intellectual diversity? How do you as a legislator write down and codify into law what makes a person a conservative speaker, what makes them a liberal speaker, what makes them whatever other categories there might be? Can you do that, and should that be the role of the government?
In that vein, is it unusual for the intellectual direction of a university to be an item maybe on the state budget?
It is. I mean, generally, you see that those topics are ones that are left up. The topics of what gets taught in a class traditionally have been left up to faculty and to administrators and to governing boards and that sort of thing. And this is raising a lot of alarms among faculty and among free speech advocates who basically are concerned that this could lead to legislators dictating curriculum. And they say that's a bad thing.
Now, as you said, this has gotten some national attention so far. Do you expect this issue to blow up and be a focal point, maybe as a proxy for the bigger battles in the rest of the country?
I think that's certainly possible. We saw this a year ago, two years ago, with the sort of fights right over the future of tenure at the University of Wisconsin system. If there is any sort of effort to legislate ideological diversity on campus, I think you definitely see a lot of coverage of that from the sort of higher education press nationally.
Nico, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
That was Nico Savage, higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He was with us to talk about complaints from some Republican state lawmakers about liberal bias in the UW system.